Good evening. This is Rhonda Ritchie from the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi in Santa Barbara, California. It's December 4th, 2015. And tonight we're doing a podcast that features Tai Chi Easy. The Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi, also known as the IIQTC, is an internationally recognized training and research institute under the direction of Dr. Roger Yonka. Dr. Yonka also founded the institute in 2001. Is author of The Healer Within and The Healing Promise of Qi, and still guides the curriculum for our trainings and public workshops. So, as I said, Tai Chi Easy is the program that we're going to be speaking about. It's a nationally branded program that's evidence-based and implemented in a wide array of facilities and institutions. So tonight I have with us, as I said, Jessica Colby and Dr. Gail Hubach, who are both senior teacher trainers with the IIQTC. And they will be leading the training, and so they're going to be talking to us tonight about Tai Chi Easy and about their experience with self-care practices. So using creative methods to impart this ancient knowledge, this Tai Chi Easy training experience with Jessica and Gail not only honors traditions and principles, but engages the learner on many levels. So at this point, I'd like to turn it over to Jessica Colby. Thanks, Jessica. I'm glad you're here tonight, and Gail, too.
Thank you so much, Rhonda. I'm so happy to be here, and we get to talk about Tai Chi Easy, which is one of my favorite things that I teach. And for those of you who don't know me, I lead Qigong and Tai Chi classes internationally, and I'm based in Santa Barbara, and so I lead a lot of classes in Santa Barbara area. And one of the things I'm most proud of that has come out of my studies of Qigong and Tai Chi is that I have able to produce an award-winning television show that's aired 6 times a week and is streamable all over the world. So this is my give back to people who maybe can't afford classes or who are maybe housebound, and they are able to practice these wonderful healing techniques at home. And I've been a senior teacher trainer for the IIQTC for, I think, a year now, and training future teachers. And I'm really happy to lead this training again in February, and I'm really excited to have my friend and colleague, Dr. Gail Hubach, here with me. Dr. Gail Hubach is a doctor of Oriental medicine based in Austin, Texas. And I met Gail in 2009 at my first Qigong training, and she was one of my teachers. And I just thought, this woman knows her stuff and has such a depth and grace and beauty and can, I fell in love with Gail right away. And we, our paths have crossed over the years at the National Qigong Association conferences. And in 2013, we traveled to China together to continue our studies of Qigong and Tai Chi. So I just want to welcome you, Gail, and I'm going to let you tell everybody a little bit about you.
Oh, thank you, Jessica. Hi, I'm Gail Hubach, and I'm so glad to be here. I'm very excited about leading the Tai Chi teacher training in Santa Barbara next February. I have my training is in Chinese medicine. I've been practitioner since 1988, and it led me into Qigong because I learned to just love Qigong as part of my education. I went to China in the early 90s and practiced there, and then again, of course, in 2013. And I've been part of the Institute of the IIQTC since, I think, 2008. And this training coming up in February is a wonderful way to access the practices of Tai Chi and Qigong, and then to learn enough in a weekend that you can actually share it with others. It's quite a remarkable organization of theory and practice and understanding. So Jessica and I are very excited to offer that to everybody. The reason I moved more into Qigong in teaching is because of the way it makes me feel. I just love the practice. It expands my being. I feel increased energy. And that's what Qigong's about. It's about cultivating your internal energy. And when you do that, you have greater self-healing properties. So it's exciting to be able to share this with others.
And what I love about the Tai Chi Easy program is that it's not just Tai Chi. The foundation of Tai Chi is Qigong. And Qigong, for those of you who aren't familiar with it, are exercises that are designed for the optimal health of our bodies, our emotions and our minds and our spiritual nature. And so we look at different aspects of our being and use these exercises during our practice. And we use them almost as a warm up. It's actually more than a warm up. It's pretty much about half of the curriculum are Qigong exercises. And then we will do this beautiful little 5-movement form, which is easy to memorize. It flows, it gives us balance, and it gives us peace. And people love it. It's based from the Yang style of Tai Chi, which is either a 24-movement form or a 108-movement form. And I've studied that, and honestly, I don't really want to teach anything that is 108 movements because it takes a long, long time to memorize. And so the beauty of this is that it's 5 movements, Tai Chi is 5 movements, and you still get the same benefits of relaxation, feelings of well-being. And it's a beautiful history of these ancient Chinese healing techniques.
Yeah, in fact, Qigong is a really old practice. It's more meditative than Tai Chi, but can also involve some movement with coordinated breath. And when you do that, your body goes into a natural relaxation response. So it stimulates the parasympathetic nervous system, which then helps to stimulate your internal healing capabilities. And so Qigong is sometimes applied for healing, and that's called medical Qigong. Sometimes it's applied for more of a spiritual practice, or sometimes just for increased flexibility and energy. And Tai Chi is actually kind of like a series of Qigong movements that are strung together. Tai Chi means grand ultimate or supreme ultimate. And it's based in the martial arts. It's a series of slow rhythmical movements linked together, and you're focused on being at one with the cosmic forces of the universe. So when you practice these methods, you really feel expanded. And in that, your energy gets lighter, you feel happier, at least I do. I just feel like my flexibility increases, I feel happier. It's a very different experience than yoga, which I also love and practice. Yoga really puts me in my body. It's really great for strength and calmness. And with Tai Chi and Qigong, I feel more light and energized in the practice.
I love that the translation of Tai Chi is supreme ultimate. And I've put a lot of thought into this because, okay, for me, what is supreme ultimate? Well, it's bliss or happiness or peace of mind, contentment. I mean, so that's for me, that's the feeling that I get when I practice Tai Chi. And Qigong just makes me feel healthy, emotionally stable, and spiritually loving and accepting myself and of others.
That's great. Yeah, and we've been fortunate through the IIQTC to be able to bring this program into the VA hospitals, jails, churches, senior centers, YMCAs, community centers, really a variety of different locations. And so we can really access a variety of different types of people in the country.
And I think that the whole name of Tai Chi Easy. It's not, you know, Tai Chi, sometimes people think, oh my gosh, you know, I'll never be able to do that. Well, this program makes it really easy for people. And it's, you know, it's a way of making it accessible to people who are in wheelchairs, people who are infirm. You don't have to stand up to do it. You can do it seated. And during this training, you will learn how to teach this, all of the exercises, to people who are in wheelchairs. So you can go into convalescent homes or cancer centers or people where people aren't maybe very healthy, and they benefit so much from this positive movement of energy. I love that the name is Tai Chi Easy and that it has been adopted all over the world. And we have teachers in Thailand and India, all over the world, which is very exciting. And we just learned that Tai Chi Easy has been given a grant, or the, actually, I'm going to let Gail talk a little bit about this. I think it's the Mayo Clinic will be doing a study.
It's super exciting. It's through the Arizona University and the Mayo Clinic. There, we have this $3.1 million grant to help breast cancer survivors study Tai Chi Easy. And the study is using Tai Chi Easy to help them in their health, you know, to see how their survivorship rate is increasing and how it's adding to their lives. So it's the effects of meditative movement, the Qigong and Tai Chi Easy, on fatigued breast cancer survivors. So it's pretty exciting, and it's led by one of our colleagues, Linda Larkey, who's a professor in the College of Nursing and Health Innovation at Mayo Clinic, which is a research affiliate in Arizona.
So, Gail, have you worked with cancer patients with Tai Chi or Qigong?
I have quite a few breast cancer survivors as patients in my acupuncture practice, and in that I teach them Qigong, and some of them go on to learn Tai Chi as well. And they love it because it helps them stay centered, and they often say that they have less pain when they practice.
I too have worked with cancer patients and with really good results. And one of the most exciting things is that these exercises empower the people to move the energy of the disease. So they're not just victims being fed medicines. They are actually participating in their own healing. And I have MS people that are in my classes, Parkinson's, a variety of different afflictions, but the cancer patients seem to do really, really well with this. And I'm so honored to be able to help anybody in their journey of recovery.
Yeah, that's one of the benefits, I think, of this training, is that it really empowers people to rely on themselves for healing instead of always needing to go outside to understand what's going on inside your body. You can learn more about what's going inside your body just from the practice, from being able to relax and breathe very deeply into your belly and allow yourself to just intuitively know what you need. It's really a wonderful self-healing training as well as a system of movements that you can teach others. So,
and
Jessica,
should
we go into how the training will be organized?
Yeah, and you just mentioned the word system, and that is a really good description for Tai Chi Easy. We have what is called four baskets of practice. And they consist of exercises, different breathwork exercises. So as a participant in our training, you will learn different ways of breathing. And breathing is one of the fastest ways to get into that parasympathetic nervous system, to calm the heart rate, to slow the breath, and quiet the mind. And so you'll learn different techniques of breathwork. Another basket of practice in Qigong and Tai Chi Easy is self-applied massage. And self-applied massage, we can massage our hands, we can massage our necks, we can massage our feet, our abdomen, our face, our skull, our whole body. And we all know the benefits of massage. You know, we're moving the blood and we're moving the energy in our body. And it relaxes the muscles, and we also connect with different acupuncture points or acupressure points that will boost our immune system. So you'll learn all sorts of different self-applied massage techniques. The third basket of practice is intentional movement. And this could be stretches for the spine, different ways of moving. And it's not just a stretch. I mean, everything that we do has intention behind it. So all the movements, we're moving energy, we're letting go of things that don't serve us, we're pulling and healing energy. We're encouraging the energy to move and flow within our bodies and in our own energy field. And then the fourth basket of practice is meditation. And you will learn different techniques, guided meditations, sound healing, with the singing bowls, and just ways to allow people to be able to relax. So you're going to learn a lot and have a lot to choose from if you want to design your own classes. And then once we go over those four baskets of practice, then we begin to learn the very lovely Tai Chi easy form. And we'll learn it first from seated position, and then we'll stand up and do it without moving our feet. And then we'll step from side to side. And then we'll learn a beautiful walk that's very slowly. It's called Tai Chi walking. And we will apply the same movements to the Tai Chi and walk. And it looks beautiful. So I'm really looking forward to sharing it with you out there.
Yeah, people love
anything
the
to add?
Tai Chi. Yeah, people love the Tai Chi Easy. I was just involved in a Tai Chi Easy training this September at Esalen, and everybody, I found them just, when they learned the Qigong and then they learned the Tai Chi, the whole mood in the group changed. It was so beautiful to see how everybody became more cohesive, more responsive to each other. It's like all the veils kind of dropped, and suddenly we were just really more at one with each other. So each day, this is a three-day training. This is what the days will basically look like. We'll start with morning practice, which is a wonderful way to wake up, and then after breakfast have some lecture and discussion theory of that's based in Chinese medicine and Eastern philosophy, so that the participants will really understand some of the roots of where these practices came from. And then the principles, breath, posture, and intent. You'll learn how to apply those principles in daily life as well as through the practices. We'll have a demonstration and practice together. And then we'll do breakout sessions in small groups. And at first, the trainer, or Jessica and I, will lead the practices. But then once you learn some of the forms, then the participants will go in small groups and lead each other. And so right away, you're learning to lead other people to do these practices. And it's a very natural way to learn yourself by teaching somebody else. And then we'll gather again and have more discussion, answer questions, go a little bit deeper into the history and the practices. And end the day with, a closure and discussion of how the day went and how everybody feels. It's really... it's a wonderful way to learn because it's a mix of practice time, of lecture and theory time, and then teaching others.
And people feel great because we're doing all of these practices on ourselves. And so, you're going to get into a very relaxed and open-minded. Your mind will just absorb and your body will just take all of this in, and you'll have cellular memory right away.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, I'll be happy to talk a little bit about the venue. 2 years ago, we did a training at the same venue at the Veterans Memorial Hall in Santa Barbara. And it happens to be right across the street from the beach. And it's wonderful. It's a beautiful big hall. It has its own private garden, so we have lots of space to practice indoors or outdoors. I always bring people over to the beach at sunset. We have beautiful sunsets in February. And usually it's around 70 degrees in the daytime, so the nights and early mornings can be a little cooler. So I want everybody just to, layering is the good way to go. And in our area, there's a lot of hotels and restaurants. So we will have a nice long lunch break so everybody can either go for a walk on the beach, maybe go for a nice lunch. There's all sorts of different kinds of restaurants within walking distance. And I think you're going to love the whole venue. So
it sounds like heaven.
I know, especially in February.
I wish
you're
it
coming.
Was.
And I think we have some frequently asked questions, and I'm going to bring Rhonda back to ask them, because she fields a lot of questions over the years and has fielded a lot of questions from people doing these trainings. And that kind of has an idea of, what the most common questions are. And hopefully we can answer your questions. They will be part of these questions that Rhonda will pose.
All right. Thanks, Jessica and Gail. One thing I wanted to say is, this area of California is called the American Riviera. So your training will be on the American Riviera, and it doesn't get much better than that. You'll see You'll see why when you get here. So I had to say that and share that, because I've lived in the area since 1980, and the view still knocks me out every time I see those mountains next to the ocean. It's just it'll make you want to do Qigong on the beach is what it'll make you want to do. So, anyway, let's get to those questions. The first question we have that's a frequently asked question is, what is Tai Chi certification and why do I need it, or why would I want to pursue that?
I can answer that.
Well, okay.
Both of you is fine. Two different views would be great because, anyway, go ahead. Thank you.
Well, the certification, you will use it and you will need it. If you want to offer classes at, say, for example, a YMCA or through your local Parks and Rec department, they want proof that you have studied and achieved a certain level. So that is one reason. And another reason, most of these places also require insurance. Well, in order to get insurance, and it's not that expensive, it's about $100 a year. In order to get insurance, you have to provide a certificate. So if you do want to plan, if you are planning to teach, it's really wise to, it's great that you're taking a certification program because you will need it. And for those of you who just want to go deeper in your practice, you may not need a certification, but you will be provided with a digital certificate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in fact, I remember teaching at a assisted living center, and they required a certificate from me. So I was glad that I had this to go in and teach these seniors. Some of them were seated, some of them were still standing. I think it helps to have a certificate. People can recognize that you went to a valid institute, and the IIQTC is very serious about maintaining the standard of the practices and the teachings. So it's considered, I think, one of the better training schools in the country for Tai Chi and Qigong.
Mm-hmm.
So the next question I had is kind of that is, I think you said that we don't have to want the certification. Could a person do this as a personal retreat? As, like maybe they want to get, maybe there is no Tai Chi or Qigong training in their area. Could a person take this training and bring home skills to start their own home practice?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. They'll learn many skills to practice on themselves. They'll learn different forms that they can apply in different ways. Don't you think, Jessica? I mean, it will give them a huge repertoire of what,
sure.
of how to start your own self-practice.
Absolutely, and your own self-healing and bringing how Qigong and Tai Chi have given me tools to heal. And one of the excellent benefits for me is I have not had a cold or the flu in 10 years since I've been doing Qigong and Tai Chi regularly. My immune system is strong. I'm a much healthier person, and it's also given me healthier ways of thinking. I've been able to let go of anger or fear. It makes me feel more connected. And so, yes, to answer that question, you know, as a personal retreat, I recommend it, and you're going to gain all these skills that will help you improve your life and your existence and connection with the world.
Okay,
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, it's true. That's great.
So what if a person is fairly new to Qigong or Tai Chi? Would they need to have a lot of experience, or is there a lot of pre-work they'd have to do to go through this program?
No, actually, the program is set up for beginners so that you can come in not knowing anything about Tai Chi and Qigong and learn quite a lot in 3 days. You'll learn some of the history of how, you know, it came to these forms, what the forms are. You'll learn some self-healing techniques. You'll learn a short movement practice that then, of course, you can teach others. The focus of this is it's a training to teach others. So it's really valid for people that are new to Tai Chi and Qigong, as well as people that already have a practice and wanted to add this to their practice. Or maybe they want to start teaching and they don't have teaching experience. It'll give them enough experience so they'll gain confidence to go home and start teaching right away.
So that brings me to the question, a question we sometimes receive at the Institute is, a person, say, has been studying Tai Chi for, we'll just say, 10 years, what would be the value for that person who would like to take this Tai Chi Easy training?
The last two times that I've co-led this training, we have had Tai Chi teachers. One of them from Santa Barbara has been teaching Tai Chi for over 25 years, and she was very interested in Tai Chi Easy and the formula of it. It gives you a method of teaching. So she and her substitute, Rich, came, both of them came, and he's been teaching for about 15 years. And, you know, they learned new things they hadn't heard before. They learned a very simple form. Both of them teach more advanced forms. And they both love the program, and I'm friends with them both. They're from this area. And they incorporate Tai Chi Easy in their classes, just some of the foundations and some of the methods, because it is such a tried and true method, and it makes it very simple. So it doesn't matter if you are an expert or of a teacher, you're gonna gain valuable knowledge and have this method that is been adopted by the VA hospitals and different organizations, and now is being studied by the Mayo Clinic. So I think it's valuable to anybody of any expertise, whether it's never even tried it before, to people who've been practicing for 30 years.
Thank you.
Definitely. You know, and I came to this practice after learning Tai Chi and Qigong in China and with different teachers, and what I gained from it is I think a more thorough understanding of how everything gets put together. Because a lot of teachers, when you practice Tai Chi, you follow and you learn the movements, but they don't really talk about the history or what the movements actually do in the body. And the way that Roger Yonka, who helped develop this system, created it so that it's broken down so you really understand the components and the principles of both Qigong and Tai Chi. And when you are based in principle, then you can really speak clearly and effectively to others, and they will understand and have a sustained practice. So it's quite valuable.
Thank you, Gail. Mm-hmm. This question has to do with, you know, as I've heard you both say, that Tai Chi Easy appears to be a practice that can be adaptable for different health conditions, if I've heard you
mm-hmm.
both correctly.
Mm-hmm.
This person writes, I have chronic pain. Will this training help me? And, you know, is it too rigorous for me? And I don't know the exact condition, but it's that nature. It's like if the person's taking this training needs to modify it, you know, what can they complete this?
Yes, yes. And we will show different modifications because some of the people, you know, as a teacher, sometimes, you know, we have to be aware of maybe our students have shoulder injuries or perhaps they have hip injuries or perhaps they've had a stroke and their balance is compromised or perhaps they're immobile. And so, yes, as a participant, you will be able to learn how to, you know, monitor and to make adjustments so that you will still always be in your comfort zone, and thus you'll be able to lead this way of to others and show them, okay, if you can't move your shoulders, you know, this is a way of doing it, or if you can't lift your arms over your head, or if you need to sit down. So it's fine. If you want to just sit the whole time, we're not going to have a problem with that if that's what you want to do, if that's what your energy level is. And you know, you'll get it. There are tons of supporting materials that you will receive. You know, you'll have a teaching manual. You're going to have DVDs and access to all sorts of information from the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi. We love to support our teachers. There's Facebook pages where different teachers, you know, if you have a question, like, well, I have Parkinson's. Has anyone worked with Parkinson's before? Or I have a student who is in a wheelchair. What do you suggest for the Tai Chi? It's really a wonderful community, and we're very supportive of each other. And once you go through this program, you are part of our community, and we call it the mm-hmm. Chi family. So we welcome new people.
Definitely. And it is Tai Chi easy. And so the easy part is that it's simple. It's simple enough to learn even whatever condition your body is in. So, yes, I would say for sure. And, you know, also with chronic pain, in Chinese medicine, we consider pain a stagnation of qi or stagnation of energy. And when you learn to move slowly with your breath, it starts to unleash energy that's been stuck, and then it relieves pain. And so it's very valuable as a pain-relieving tool.
And I'm so excited that you're going to be co-leading this training. I mean, to have a doctor of Oriental medicine, you know, with your expertise and your vast amount of knowledge, Gail, this is just wonderful.
Thanks. I mean, I'm excited, too.
And I had heard that, Gail, that you'd written a book as well that's available.
Yes, I did. I wrote a book called Fabric of the Soul, 8 Extraordinary Vessels, and it has a chapter on Qigong, and it's based on the beginning of Chinese medicine, which is the extraordinary vessels, how energy comes into the body and how it moves through our life in developmental stages. And it is available on Amazon.com or my website, blueheroncenter.com.
And maybe you can even bring some to the training because it's a wonderful, wonderful tool.
Oh,
I love
sure.
it. I love your book.
Yeah, thank you. I'd be happy mm-hmm. to.
Now, do either of you have questions that maybe students have asked you that I haven't asked? Gail, Jessica, is there anything, something that has come from one of your students that you would like to share with us or something you've observed?
As a teacher, I love the feeling when everybody is moving at the same time and everybody is this wonderful feeling of community, being a part of something, moving energy is very empowering. and to see the peaceful faces. I love that. People are very happy after class. I've never had anybody leave unhappy. If things are, you know, the outside world comes in, by the end of a class, everybody's feeling really good, and it's like, okay, I can carry on and face whatever it is I need to face. So to give that gift to others is, I'm so lucky that this is what I get to do. I'm so happy I can train other people to do what I'm doing and, you know, share the healing and share the...
Yes, it's a beautiful thing. Yeah, and I too have a similar experience when I teach. If it's one person or a group of people, everybody feels so great at the end, even after just a few minutes or an hour class, whatever it is. It's just a way to center yourself and release stress and reinvigorate. And so I guess the only other question that sometimes has come is, like, if somebody says, well, if I'm not feeling good or something's going on, I don't know if I'd be able to, you know, do it. But I always say, come anyway, because you're going to feel so much better when you leave. Mm-hmm. It's going to help you because it's based on self-healing principles. And sure enough, they feel better.
Well, thank you, Rhonda, for organizing this for us and letting us talk about our passion and our upcoming training.
Oh, I'm so excited. And so the training dates are February 19th through the 21st, 2016, in Santa Barbara, California, the American Riviera, as I stated earlier. And when you get here, you'll see why that we call it that. If they want more information, if people wanted to talk to you, Jessica, or Gail, what they could do is they could call the IIQTC office, and that phone number is 805-617-3390, or email IIQTC@healthaction.net, and that's spelled healthaction.net. Just send an email or make a phone call there to that phone number, and we can make sure that either Gail or Jessica, Dr. Gail Hubach or Jessica Colby, calls you back. Or if you just have a general question about a hotel recommendation or you know, that kind of thing, we can probably guide you. If you want to learn more about the training, the website location is iiqtc.org/TCE. And when we post this podcast, we will include that information just so you'll have it for your convenience. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with us before we close this call out today?
Come to California for the American Riviera in February.
Yeah.
It'll feel great.
Yeah, definitely.
And leave with a certificate to teach.
Just come and join us. We're going to have a lot of fun, and it'll be a great learning experience.
And you'll meet new friends. Every training, it's just so wonderful to see everybody bond. I mean, and these are will be your colleagues, and you'll be in touch with these people probably for the rest of your lives. So we always seem to attract really interesting people, whether they're doctors or massage therapists or teachers or nurses or ministers. We have had the gamut come through our program. And just even people that are, and all of all ages, we've had teenagers come through, as well as I will just finish some with somebody who was 84. So they're doing just great, and everybody benefits. And I think you'll really enjoy it.
And you all will have assistants to help with during the training, won't you?
Yes,
actually we do. We have a couple of great assistants to help.
Because I mean, that's a lot of ground for you two to cover and hold the energy for that group.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll be in good hands. Absolutely. We're looking forward to it very much.
Well, I'd like to thank Jessica Colby and Dr. Gail Hubach, both senior trainers with the IIQTC. This is Rhonda Ritchie. IIQTC, didn't know how to describe what I did for the IIQTC, except I've been with the IIQTC since its founding with Dr. Roger Yonka. So it's my pleasure to be a part of these programs and help work on documentation and and create these training opportunities. So I'd like to wish you all a good night and thank Jessica and Gail again. Hope you come to, well, come to California. Come to the American Riviera, and it will definitely be worth your while. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.